I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate, like ticks. You know, I caught a report on the news this last week that Lyme disease is probably more prevalent than we thought, but I think everybody's been thinking that it probably was anyway.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that at all. As you know, I had my own experience with Lyme disease several years ago. In fact, I had it on 3 separate occasions. First time, I had no idea what was going on. I wasn't aware of the tick bite. The second time I was bitten by the deer tick, I knew exactly what it was and what to look for. And within a couple of weeks, I started feeling those achy joints again. So I took care of it right away. I would think that the cases of Lyme disease are underreported. People are interested in just treating the symptoms and getting well. And it's very possible that doctors are treating chronic symptoms that may be the result of long-term Lyme disease that hasn't been treated. Most people don't react right away. At most, they get very mild flu-like symptoms. The bullseye rash that people talk about being typical doesn't always happen, or it may happen in a place that you aren't looking at very regularly. It's only the deer tick, Ixodes scapularis, that is the vector of Lyme disease in eastern North America. So there are other ticks certainly out there that carry other diseases, but it's just the deer tick that's the one that's a problem with Lyme.
If there are no deer in your neighborhood, what's the likelihood of you having that particular vector?
As I understand it, the primary reservoir for Lyme disease are rodents.
Huh.
And so it's the immature stages of the ticks that bite an infected rodent and then potentially bite us, and that's how the infection is spread. But ticks biting infected deer apparently cannot then turn around and infect a human. In fact, having more deer around is what keeps the ticks off of us. But it's a little more complicated than that. But the combination of lots of natural hosts out there and proximity of people to those hosts and those environments are in part what's causing this uptick in Lyme disease cases.
Preventive measures?
You know, your best bet is to keep covered and use DEET, tick sprays that you can spray on your boots and clothing ahead of time. And then stuff your pant leg down into your sock. And just as an added precaution, in the past, I've been known to take duct tape and wrap it around my ankles and lower pant leg backwards so the sticky side is out.
Yeah.
And I've been in some situations where it was so ticky that all the bodies and legs of the seed ticks, which are actually the immature stages of all ticks, looked like a very coarse felt on my ankles. There were just so many. In fact, it was kind of ghastly. If I'd had a wit about me, I should have photographed them, but there were just hundreds of these ticks and their legs still wiggling as their backs were glued to this duct tape. If you really want to avoid ticks, you should just stay out of tick habitats. If you stay on roads and trails and keep moving, you'll minimize your contact with them, that's for sure. But it's always a good idea when you come back from a hike anywhere in the outdoors to do a tick check and hopefully have someone who can help you to check those hard-to-reach places.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.